October 18th, 1998, 3:30 p.m. A dripping faucet. Crumbs and a pink stain on the counter. Half of a skin-black banana that smells as old as it looks. If I look at these things and at nothing else, concentrate on them and stay still and don't make any noise, this will be over soon, and I can go home without Cameron's dad ever knowing I'm here. He is yelling about how Cameron is always late coming home from school, about the lizard cage needing to be cleaned, and how he knew he should never have let Cameron have a pet, because this is what happens. Children forget and stop caring and expect their parents to take care of everything and, well, how would Cameron like it if he came home from school one day and the whole family had moved and not told him because they were tired of taking care of him, the way Cameron was tired of taking care of the lizard. "I think we'll do that," he says. "Maybe tomorrow, maybe in a week or a month. You won't know until you come home from school and find the empty house. How would you like that?" I'm not supposed to be at Cameron's house or anyone's house, not without my mother's specific permission. But Cameron made me something for my birthday. He told me at school that it was too big to bring, so he'd left it at home. I haven't seen it yet. Maybe he baked me a cake. The idea of cake makes me think about my lunchbox and the two chocolate chip cookies I saved and the Milky Way bar I stole from the 7-Eleven on my way to school this morning by slipping it up my coat sleeve while the cashier reached to get cigarettes for someone. I could share it with Cameron, maybe even put a candle in it, if he didn't bake a cake. Leaves fall in front of the window over the kitchen sink. In a few weeks, it will be Halloween. Thinking about what my costume could be helps me put Cameron's father's voice out of my head. The costume can't cost money because we don't have any. It can't be hard to make because there's only my mom and she has work and nursing school and doesn't get to spend very much time at home. It can't be anything from Harry Potter because Jordana Bennett and Charity Hayes backed me against the wall in the girls' room and told me they decided that certain people could be Harry Potter characters and if anyone else, for instance me, showed up in a Harry Potter costume, they would make them walk naked across the schoolyard at recess. You know what I think? I think this lizard wants to go free. If you're not going to take care of it, it'll have a better chance out in the wild. Or if you're going to neglect it and let it die, why not just put it out of its misery now? Why wait? I try not to imagine what Cameron's dad is doing, but pictures come into my head anyway, like the lizard being dangled by the tail or squeezed in two big hands. A fly lands on the banana, stopping and starting in short bursts, and I make my mind go somewhere else again, to the kids I sometimes watch playing red light, green light at school. I've never played it myself, and they don't invite me, no matter how long I stand just a few feet away, wishing hard that one of them will. My mom says that if I want friends, I have to smile and be friendly, even though we both know things would be a lot easier if we were Mormon, like practically everyone else at my school. Anyway, who should I smile at if no one will look at me? Cameron looks at me. He's the only one who thinks I'm worth knowing. Maybe I should get my coat and my lunchbox off the living room couch and slip out before Cameron's dad notices me. Cam can give me the present later. I move as silently and slowly as I can, staring down at the pink sneakers we got from the secondhand store before school started. That's where we got my lunchbox, too, which Jordana says is for babies. When I asked Mom if I could bring my lunch in a paper bag like everyone else, she said it was wasteful and more expensive in the long run. The front door is just 10 steps in front of me now. I pick up my coat and lunchbox carefully, carefully, but the zipper of my coat brushes against the lunchbox and makes a noise that to me is the loudest ever. No one comes, though, and I make it to the door. The knob is cool, and I'm already thinking about my cookies and my Milky Way and how they'll keep me company on the walk home when I hear the voice of Cameron's father behind me. "Where do you think you're going?"